I was pretty pumped. I saw this Saturday. I was doing the Solid Gold Show, and my buddy Scotty Witson said, "Hey, did you see this? Do you know what a pinball machine is?" I went, "Hey, look at me.
We invented them."
A pinball arcade is going to open in Fargo, and it's called Tilt Pinball. And we have a Ty Triebenbach with us here on KFGO. Ty, welcome to the Mighty 790, buddy.
Hey, thanks for inviting me on.
You're one of the co-owners.
Yes, sir.
One of the other co-owners didn't want to come on because he was afraid that he would swear.
Well, I am the guy who does all the work. He's the pretty face and the fast talker. I'm the guy that actually has got to put the paint on the wall, so to speak, or fix the flipper.
You know, I remember when billiards opened out there on just off of 32nd Avenue, and they had all of those tables, and I thought, now this is going to be huge. And I had kind of the same reaction when I heard about this pinball arcade. I think maybe there could be a... You might create a resurgence of pinball in our town. But tell our listeners about your place.
Well, Tilt Pinball, downtown 413 Broadway. We are opening up under a members-only type of platform where you're going to be able to apply. It's $35 a year. Membership's going to get you all the fun and frill and, you know, drawings for T-shirts and hats and special contests and stuff like that. It's also going to be private access, so just not anybody's going to be able to walk in off the street. So you're guaranteed kind of a good time, you know, a private good time. Lots of contests to come, lots of machines to come, really excited. Still got a lot to work to do with some paint on the walls, a couple of light bulbs to change, and a few flippers to fix. So I'm getting really excited, really excited.
Now, are you a pinball player? Is this something, are you just wading into the deep end of the pool?
Many, many years ago in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I remember as a child riding a bike almost half an hour to throw a couple of quarters at a few machines. So I would like to say I'm a pinball player. I'm not very good at it, but it is being able to play these machines and being able to experience that again has been a great time the last couple, 3 weeks. That and being able to introduce this to my kids and to show my kids what it was like to play a pinball game is super exciting for me.
You know, if you leave a machine in place long enough, it develops idiosyncrasies that as long as you have quarters, you learn. You learn which side you can bump under certain circumstances and which bumpers to direct the ball to because it'll put it into the hoop that allows you to get extra games and such. And so I hope you'll let them sit there and age like a fine bottle of wine.
I hope so. We put a lot of time and effort into the machines. All our machines are top-notch. All of our machines are set to day one quarters, so your fun house is going to cost you 50 cents to play just like you were when you were a kid. And they're beautiful. The art and the time put into these machines are fantastic, and I want people to come down and enjoy what was pinball and what is going to be pinball.
Okay, tell us some of the... Okay, first question is, are you doing new pinball machines or retro machines?
We've got a good cross-section. We take a really hard look at some of the pinball top 100 pinball lists. We have a few on that top 100. Funhouse being one of them, Adam's Family, one of the most popular machines. We always have questions about Adam's Family. But we do have some older machines like the Gorgar, which is a pretty simple machine. It's a real slow machine, but it's one of the first talking pinball machines out there. So you kind of get a little bit of a history of pinball.
What was the theme of Gorgar? I remember walking into a pinball arcade one time when I lived elsewhere, and I walked in and was all alone, and this voice said, "Welcome to the temple of somebody or other." Was that him?
Gorgar, I don't know if Gorgar had the temple. Gorgar does have the pit, as he refers to it.
Welcome to the pit.
The pit. I think basically you beat Gorgar down with placing your balls and knocking down various drop targets to save the damsel in distress, so to speak, which is prominently displayed on the back glass. Which, by the way, is one of my favorite back glass pieces. There's kind of an art culture when it comes to pinball, and some of the really cool art that is put on the sides of the machines and the back glass, and it's a really cool draw.
Okay, what other machines do you have?
Well, I'm standing in front of a Fireball Classic, which is a remake of the original Fireball. One of my favorite machines. It was one of the early multi-balls, real simple play, but it's got some really cool, again, with a back glass, and it plays completely different from some of the newer machines like the Addams Family and the Funhouse and the Terminator 2s. So it's a nice history machine. I believe, and somebody's going to correct me on this, I believe the classic Fireball was an 85. So it was a remake of the original. So.
You know, the one I was telling you about off air, I think, and I'm pretty sure that it was Police Force. It came out in about 1986 or so.
Yep. Had a really cool cop car and had some animal cops on the back glass.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting machine.
Yeah. Well, listen, when are you opening?
I'm going to say week or two. I'm still waiting for the security camera system to come in so I can get that installed. The door system's going in today. Memberships will be up on our website, tiltpinballfargo.com, hopefully within the next 48 hours. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to probably announce some membership drives on Facebook within the next 48 hours.
I'll sick a salesperson on you too, man. I can't wait. I'll become a member.
All right, Jack. I look forward to playing pinball with you, man.
Good talking to you.
Yeah.
I like him already. That's Ty Triebenbach. I was so excited. Scotty Winston and I started talking about our favorite pinball machines when we heard an arcade was coming.
Yeah.
And you made some motions like you've tilted a machine or two in your day, too.
So I have indeed.
You know how to bump them up there.
I do.